flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, I would love to continue with Courtney's obsession with the Kelseys, but Baseball Brett has called the program with some pressing issues. Hello, Brett.
Wow.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, crew. How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, I have two things to discuss, Greg. One of them is the state of the Boston Red Sox. The other is the state of Major League Baseball free agency, because they're absolutely killing the sport.
Okay.
The way that they're currently doing their free agency, there's still about half of the best free agents still on the market unsigned. And I thought last year with Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery not signing until late, and Montgomery, they both had terrible years. I thought that would kind of shift the paradigm of guys signing early and kind of getting into the program and attaching themselves to teams. It's not happening.
Well, yeah, you look at the Red Sox are able to essentially wait
right
on Bregman because he's not getting much interest anywhere else.
The so market's
gonna,
not
they're
going to
wait him out on money, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? It reminds me like when you sell your house, right? They usually the first offer is the best offer.
Yeah.
He got like 6 years, $160 million offer from Houston, turned him down. Hmm. So I'm anxious to see what he's going to get, but it seems like the Red Sox being patient and waiting. They might be able to get him for a short-term deal, which is obviously great for them because they're cheap.
Yeah, it seems like now, Brett, in Major League Baseball, unless you're the top of the top of the top when it comes to elite free agents,
the Dodgers.
Well, I'm saying player-wise, like unless you're like unless you're like a Juan Soto, a Shohei Ohtani, Yamamoto, it seems like Major League Baseball teams are looking to trying to lowball a lot of players when it comes to giving them those type of deals that they're looking for.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Wiggy. And it's too bad too, right? Because I think you get to free agency and you earn it. But I've said this all along. It's like free agency is kind of a broken market, right? Because at this point you're 28 to 31 years old, and then now you're on the market, and those are kind of like your prime years are past you. So teams that's why the Red Sox are trying this draft and develop market, and there's so much youth coming into their system, and they're kind of trying to pay these guys, right? You'll start to hear extensions for Roman Anthony, extensions for Christian Campbell, extension for Garrett Crochet, because they're at the age where you're trying to tie them up long-term and take advantage so they buy them out of their free agent, if that makes sense.
Brett, if the Red Sox wanted to exert their muscle and use the opportunity they have with Nesson and the Boston market and all that, couldn't they dominate all but two to three teams in the sport? Like, isn't the chasm the biggest it's ever been
dominate.
Because of the RSNs that have gone under?
They'd be able to dominate. And they could spend, Curtis, right now, you had a good interview the other day on the winter weekend and with, or whatever that thing was called, right?
Yeah.
So they could absolutely dominate. They were, nine teams went over the CBT last year. Red Sox were not one of the nine teams that went over. They could spend about $40 million on payroll this year, and their penalty is about $3 to $4 million for going over the CBT in taxes.
Nothing.
That's it, right? So they could absolutely just assert themselves. They could sign Bregman. They could sign another back-end reliever, which I still think they're going to do. And then they can go out and they could get Vladimir Guerrero next year. There's just really they could absolutely dominate.
Do you think if Bregman had groped his mom on social media, they'd have signed him by now?
Probably would have given him a better chance. It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. And Curtis, you and I spoke about it with Ken on that, on the Greg, the charity run, the 5K.
He's going to finish soon.
He's almost done. I wish that the Red Sox, when they throw out that docuseries, the Netflix 2004, wasn't that the pinnacle of Red Sox ownership when they just refused to lose,
yes,
right? And they refused to lose to the Yankees. I feel like right now they could absolutely dominate the market, right? The Celtics, Courtney said it the other day, the Celtics just look bored, right? The Bruins are kind of apathetic. The Patriots are 2 to 3 years away, maybe from being good again with Vrabel. The Red Sox have an opportunity in this marketplace to absolutely assert themselves, get the fans back, turn into a winning program, and this is the opportunity to do it. And it just doesn't seem like they want to take advantage of it. It's crazy to me. I don't get it.
Brett, great to talk to you. Thanks.
Love you, Brett.
Thanks for checking
in. Bye, Greg. Have a good trip to Miami, Greg.
Great to hear from you.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, Greg, remember your headphones for the plane tomorrow. Nobody wants to hear your podcast.
Good point.
I'm well over. That happened one time.
And you were talking about a girl brushing her hair.
I will probably read a book.
All right.
On the flight down.
The A.J. Brown book?
Inner Excellence or whatever it was?
I mean, I just finished the latest John Grisham novel.
Excellent. You would be a Grisham guy.
It is. What does that mean?
I don't know. It just seems very you.
That sounded bad.
Because I like a good legal thriller.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know. A little whodunit or something.
No. Story of two best friends who grow up together, play baseball together.
Mm-hmm.
One ends up leading a life of honesty and goodwill, mm-hmm, and the other becomes a hardcore criminal, and the two end up facing off throughout life.
Oh.
Is it Camino Ghosts?
Yes, I think that's
Let me
it.
Know when that comes out on Netflix or Hulu, because that does sound pretty interesting.
It's very good.
Yeah, you let me like know it. when they make a series for that. I'll definitely check it out.
Greg brings a big book, and he just has it out when people are boarding, so people think he's smarter than he is.
And now he's like LeBron?
It's like he brings the Bible.
You want to read it? I will help you with the big words.
No, it's not about the big words.
I will be able to help you with the big words.
I just don't have like the
The patience to read.
It's not the patience.
You don't want to enrich yourself.
No, it's not the patience. It's the
knowledge.
No, it's just like the attention, like
ability.
No, I get bored. I get bored.
You get bored reading
very quickly.
I see.
Very quickly.
I
see. Well, but I'll watch that.
I feel sorry for you.
No, I'll watch that. Listen. What are you learning from reading that I can't watch from a documentary?
I don't think that's the name of that Grisham book. Now you got me freaking out.
No,
that was
exciting.
The 2024 one that had popped up.
If you want a good book, read The Will of the Many. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. The Will of the Many.
What's that about?
Yep.
Can they make that into a Hulu?
Oh, they definitely could, Wick. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break.
Oh,
it's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.